Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Y'all, I'm not going to lie. My stomach is, like, not doing well right now. I think just because I haven't had, like, any carbs in a long time now, and I'm just not used to eating sweet stuff, that my stomach is just not sitting well. So, obviously, hi, if you missed our broadcast show, I lost our bit that we do call headphone karaoke, where we sing songs, we only hear the music in our ears, you hear our voices, then over the weekend you get to vote for the worst, and then that person has to pay up to a consequence. And this week, I thought of the consequence, A Taste of Fall, where it was just a bunch of pumpkin spice stuff in a blender, had to take a swig of it. And I had charged roommate Dylan at Chateau Oprah to pick up the stuff because I just was really lazy yesterday and didn't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
And so he was going to the grocery store. So there was pumpkin spice creamer, pumpkin spice cupcakes, pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Pumpkin spice hummus.
Hummus. And then pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's what's hitting my stomach weird.
My stomach was a little weird from that because then I took two sips of it because I was like, I really love pumpkin beers. But then for about 30 minutes, my stomach was like, girl, really? I'm better now, though. I feel much better now. But I've had a lot of water since then, too. So if you haven't, you maybe should drink some water.
I've been drinking some water.
Oh,
I just think it's, I might need to go to the bathroom soon, so I don't know how long the podcast is going to be today.
Okay.
You got to go potty.
So if you missed that, if you hit up the Hot 101.5 Insta, the video is posted up there of me trying to chug the stuff. So before we get to anything else in the podcast, we have a really cool story from a Miguel and Holly fan member we have to call.
We do. Let me start with this, with the backstory. So you know the brand new Justin Timberlake. Let me strike that and reverse it. Mm-hmm. The new Justin Bieber Chance the Rapper single called Holy. And it was just released the other week, and they had just put this music video out, and it's supposed to be sort of in the midst of all these hard times. You know, they are in the video, like Justin Bieber is like an actual like normal person, like playing a normal person who's like gotten laid off from the pandemic and all this stuff. So in addition to putting the video out, he and Chance the Rapper decided to do something really cool to help out people in general along with it. They decided to dole out $250,000 on Cash App to people all over the place who are going through hard times due to the pandemic. So what they were doing, and this happened on Thursday. They put out this message and they said, hey, if you've been affected by hard times with the pandemic, you know, tweet us and use the hashtag JBChanceHoly, and we're just going to start reading people's stories and giving out money. And one of our MNH fan members got money from Justin Bieber through this, I guess, promotion, but through this this day of giving.
I love that. It's so cool when celebrities...
Please leave your message.
When they give back. I'm trying to get her on the phone now.
Okay. But I might go down to the
river. Cause the way that the sky opens
up. Hello, is this Alicia?
This is her.
Yay!
Alicia,
how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you guys?
Wonderful. So it's Miguel, Holly, and Scotty the Body, and we have you on the podcast. And you got money from Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper?
Yes. It was weird, but...
Seriously, now walk us through when you first heard about it, what you tweeted, all that stuff.
Sorry, that's my son. I have a Instagram, so I went on it that Thursday night, and I just saw him posting saying, you know, to leave our stories and our Cash App names. So I did that, not really thinking much of it. And I didn't even tell my boyfriend. I just went to bed, And then I woke up this Friday morning, and I saw an email that he cash at me $500.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That is incredible. What did you write on your Insta to get him to notice you?
Honestly, I didn't really. All I wrote was my Cash App name, and I put thanks.
I didn't
want to put down like my life story on it because I didn't know who was reading it. And I actually almost deleted the comment because I was like, "Well, now thousands of people have my Cash App name. I don't know if that was good or not." But
that's not a bad thing, girl.
I didn't know how to delete it.
I should have had you put mine up right there too. Just slide at Miguel Fuller Girl on Cash App.
Obviously, this was a real thing that they were doing because, like, sometimes you hear about celebrities, you know, doing good and giving out money. But Alicia, you are living proof that you got money. Justin Bieber slid up in your DMs to the tune of $500.
Yeah, I sent screenshots to my boyfriend while he was at work. He was like, "Why didn't you tell me?" I was like, "I didn't know.
Yeah,
I was actually gonna be chosen." But it came at a perfect time because I just lost my job, and we've been surviving on one income with a 9-month-old. So
my goodness,
and then that led to like a whole series of good things that happened that day. Like I went to Starbucks and I let the guy in front of me in the line. And he paid for my Starbucks.
Wow.
And then, like, an hour later, I got a phone call, and I got an interview this Wednesday at a job.
Oh.
I was feeling it that day.
Wow.
Look at that. The energy of Justin Bieber just shining bright.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, yeah, honey.
I love it. That is so cool. I just really wanted to highlight that because, like, here you are just chilling in the M&H fam, and then Justin Bieber gives you money.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now, did they give any sort of instructions on how to spend everything, or was it just literally just popped up into your Cash App account?
It just popped up. It didn't really say much, but I went to the store and got my son some pajamas because he outgrew all his. So that was nice. And I'm just saving the rest of it for upcoming bills.
Girl, you better at least hang on to one of those PJs and be like, "Now these are your jammies from Uncle Justin." So
yes.
We're going to save these. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I should frame them.
Yes.
You literally start referring to Justin Bieber as Uncle Justin.
Uncle
Biebs. Yeah, Uncle Biebs.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What sort of work do you do?
So I recently tried to, I'm recently having an interview back at the courthouse. That's where I originally was working at. I do clerk work.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
At the Pinellas County Courthouse. So I'm going back there, but for the call center. I tried to change careers, and it was a life lesson, so I'm going back there.
That's okay. Hey, listen, you never know until you try.
That's right.
So do you want to put, like, your Instagram or your email or something, so just in case you got some more, people have some more offers for you to possibly help you out with the job or something like that?
My email is aliciadeets95@gmail.com. I don't really want people on my Instagram because I post pictures of my son. But.
Oh, understand that. That's why I'm like, how do you want people to contact you in case they got a lead on another job or something like that? So that totally makes sense. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the money that Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper sent you. And thank you for walking us through how you got that money.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I know. I saw that as a tidbit, and I was like, for whatever reason on Thursday or Friday, I was like, we don't have room in Hollywood for this necessarily. Something else was going on. But then when she messaged us, I was like, wait.
Oh.
Somebody in our area got $500 from Justin Bieber? Yeah, we need to call her.
Seriously.
That's just awesome.
I wish that they would give me money like that.
You
would take it.
You should have put your Cash App out.
Dang, next time I will. Scott, I'm surprised you didn't.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
You best believe I put my Venmo on everything. Every video I ever put out, it's all over my Instagram story.
True.
Put it out on Twitter. But, you know, honestly, like stories like that, I think it's cool because I'm lucky enough still to work.
Right.
So, you know, and I like luckily there's been a couple new opportunities bouncing up. So I am starting to like get a little bit more, starting to inch back a little more to what it was before the pandemic. So.
So you are back here in Tampa Bay. You're at my house. You're at Shadow Oprah, and Holly and I are in the studio.
Yeah.
So walk through for our platypus posse. The Miguel and Holly's platypus posse that didn't listen to the show today, which you should listen in the morning, 6 to 10, Hot 101.5. Why aren't you in studio with us?
So I came back into the Tampa Bay area after I got two negative tests for COVID because I was gone for this long, over a month, 5 weeks, because I had COVID, and it takes a long time for you to get that out your body. But I finally got the two negative tests, and I came back Friday. But after sending, I had to talk to our boss and let him know. Boss man Will say, hey, like, I'm finally, like, negative. Here's my two tests of proof, and I emailed it over him. And I guess what the procedure is, they have to send it up the chain of command, like all the way up to corporate, up to HR, and they have to approve it before I step back in the building. And yesterday, I just wanted to make sure everything was good. So I sent our boss over a text and just, hey, you know, am I good to go into the studio? Because I'm literally here in Tampa Bay. And he reported back and said that he hasn't heard anything from HR. So until that gets approved, it's better. And you have to just stay home until we get it approved from the head honcho.
Mm. Mm. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, weirdly enough, like, I don't mind working from home, like in this area, because, like, I go out, I get a pot of coffee going, like, I get up, go to the bathroom. It's definitely a different feel. Like, it is very much more relaxed, which I don't know if necessarily is good for radio because we have to be the entertainers, but it's nice to just sit back. It doesn't feel as stressful, but I am excited to get back in the studio.
I need you to be stressed out.
I know.
I need you to come back and be stressed out again.
You need him to be stressed out?
Yes. Oh. Yes, please. Come back. We need you.
Yeah, I was really bummed out this morning. I, like, walked in. I was all like, I can't wait to show Scotty the bread that I made. Is Scott coming in? Mm-hmm. No. I was like, fine. That's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. It's fine.
We should hear back today.
Is it different doing the show from Chateau Oprah as opposed to your parents' house in Vero Beach?
Yeah, I mean, right now there's a lot more light, you know? Like, my setup is a lot more bright, so I'm more awake. I think that's more, and then I don't have to be as quiet because I'm downstairs.
Right.
See, at home in Vero, it's just like one house, no floors or stairs or anything like that. So usually before my dad's up, I try not to be too uppity, but now I could just be as uppity as I want and whatever. If you're awake upstairs, I'm sorry.
Be uppity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm uppity.
Which, yesterday on Sunday, Abe and I were laughing, and I was like, oh, God, Scott is back, because literally we were watching something, of course, dramatic or something, and I like, heard something in the back, and I was like, wait, what's happening? And then I put the TV on mute, and then all of a sudden I hear this. Send a
me. Oh, yeah, I'm back, baby.
Oh.
But then you hear Scott. You don't hear Adele. Hello from the other side. I must have told. Now, keep in mind.
That is amazing.
Now, keep in mind, a townhouse here in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, like, concrete enforced, you know, because they have the firewalls in them. So, like, you don't normally hear anything from anyone's room, from any, like, you only hear what's on the floor. And so then all of a sudden we're watching some space show, and then you just hear Scott screaming at the top of his lungs. And I was,
he's free, Miguel. Let him be free. He was with old Daddy Tavlin this whole time. He could not let his Adele flag fly for a month. So he's flapping his wings.
It was fine. I just then got a little worried. And I was like, are you okay down there? Like, I mean, you weren't just like, hello from the. It was like, hello from the other. I was like, no, seriously, though. You okay? What's going on? Can you talk about it?
When you blast a speaker in the shower, I just let it all out. It's my own concert. All the shampoo gets a beautiful view.
Nice. That's good. That's really good.
Now, was everything been okay in your room? I mean, because you were gone for a month, we've had the cleaners come. You had some, my friend stayed there one weekend, or actually just one night, and I washed all your sheets and everything, and I've been trying to make sure all your packages and mail were in a nice spot, and I did your laundry for you of your dirty, stanky-ass gym shorts that were all crusty and hard. How was your room?
It was clean, but, you know, I needed to do a lot of picking up and putting away. And I'm like, this is such an adulting moment. I'm not used to mail at the extent of what I'm now getting, because I recently, like, one, I just got like insurance for my health insurance. Mm-hmm. And I also got like some dental insurance. I don't know. I didn't even mean to sign up for that one. But I guess insurance places, they love to just send mail. Like, it's just like all over the place. So yeah. I have like 30 things of mail here. And I'm like, I honestly hate it. I think it's a stupid system, because I'm like, okay, like, if you send me all of these things, like, how am I supposed to get to all of it? Like, read all these? Like, no. Like, just send me one precise little thing on an email. I'll get to it. I think that mail system's dumb. But I have to, like, go through all that, and I'm still having to pick up my room. And, you know, your room is definitely an indicator of how your life is. Like, if it's all over the place, your life tends to be all over the place. And so I'm really trying to just get everything back in order. I just ordered a couple things on Amazon to – like, help me organize, because right now, like, just stresses me out. Like, looking around, I'm like, okay, there's stuff everywhere.
It's true. I actually just sent a message to an M&H fan member, because I put something on my Facebook yesterday about, like, asking how people were, you know, resting and de-stressing thanks to Advent Health. And I was like, what are you doing today? And somebody said, I'm cleaning my room, and it really helped my anxiety. And I was like, yes, a clear space equals a clearer mind.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's so true. Like, when my house, you can definitely tell that, you know, my level of stress when the house is cluttered is up, which makes it difficult because I have a kid running around who apparently it will not sink through her head that she needs to pick stuff up before she moves on to the next thing. But we try. And it's like, the more things are littered around, the more I feel like my life is not together.
Yeah.
It's so true. And by the way, with the mail, the older you get, it's like a good day when there's nothing in the mailbox.
Girl.
Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, thank God. Because then when you get stuff, you're like, what fresh hell is this? Do I owe somebody money? Do I have to make a call that I don't want to make? Like,
To me, like, the only time I get excited is when they have, like, the little key box in my mail that means we got a package. And it's like, ooh, there's something exciting. Or if it's, like, handwritten out on an envelope, that means it's, like, a card or something.
From a friend.
Mm. Anytime Miguel Fuller, or if it says Miguel F. Fuller, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is some shit.
Speaking of that, I got a package, which, you know, we're excited about packages. Mm-hmm. I got, like, a little package on Friday, and it was, like, to my – it's, like, the title that I have on my PayPal, which is, like, you know, Holly O'Connor.
The supreme Holly O'Connor.
The supreme being Holly.
Voice goddess
O'Connor,
Holly O'Connor.
Of all things voice and crowned as such. Legendary. That whole thing was typed out. And so I'm, like, I don't remember ordering something, and it had sent something for, like, it looked like it was California. So I opened it up, and it smelled funky when I opened it, and it was three N95 masks.
Oh.
And I was like, I didn't order these. Where did these come from? So I look again at the shipping label. It was a second shipping label put over the first one, because you know how you can see a little bit, like, through the paper to read what's underneath? And the underneath one was all in Chinese.
Wait a minute.
I threw it out.
You better call the news.
We should have called. Because remember, they were sending those seeds around.
Yeah.
And then there was something else that people were getting.
Was it masks? Because I got masks.
Oh, God. It was right after the seeds. I remember seeing a news story that it was something else. Oh, my God, Holly. You were on that list.
I think somebody got my PayPal. But, I mean, PayPal is super secure, so it's like they just got, like, this is what they were doing with the seeds. They were getting, like, names and number and addresses and stuff, and I believe what the get was that they would then use those as, like, to fake review items. Like, so then they used my name as a fake review for these masks or whatever. So, like, my information isn't in jeopardy, but I was still like, bitch, what are you doing sending me these masks? And they smelled weird.
That's because they had COVID on it, probably.
Oh, my God.
They probably is. Yeah, girl, we need to get you tested real quick. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Now we're going to start seeing it. I bet you by the end of the week, we're going to start seeing it in the news of, like, if you get a random package from China with N95 masks.
But what's weird is that someone had covered up the Chinese label with an American-looking one.
Girl.
And I was just like, what shady shit is this?
We need to talk about this for Tampa Bay's Unsolved Mysteries. Like, what the hell?
And
has anybody
look,
else?
Like, very, like, generic-y. Like, you know the N95 masks are, like, very...
The white ones?
The white ones that are sort of high quality.
Mm-hmm.
They said N95 on them, but it looked like... they weren't really the M95
one. M25.
Yeah, it's like they had made the, it was like an 8, but they like made it a 9 or something. Not really, but it just didn't look right. So.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this on the show tomorrow. Like, that's creepy.
And I was like, buy masks? I'm not wearing you, putting you on my mouth. On my muzzle? No, thanks. So anyway, sorry, I random tangent about the post office.
No, no, it's fine. Actually, I was going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, but we'll talk about it here. Speaking of coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
Let me pull this up. This guy on our Twitter today, because we were talking about how the Tampa Bay Bucks are going to allow people to go back to the stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was asking you all during our last Trending in Tampa segment today at 9, I was like, hey, so Scott, would you feel comfortable going back? And Scott, you said yes, right?
Yeah, I said yes, because one, like, if it's less capacity, you could sit away from people. You know, I don't want to be around a crowded, like, if it was packed, every seat was filled, I would not go. Since you're going to have some space, I would sit in this area that's not near everyone.
And Holly, did you say you would go?
Yeah, I would go. It's important to me, like, what safety measures Ray J has in place. So, right. like Scott, I would want to make sure that, you know, the crowd numbers are down so that you can be socially distant. I would like masks on, but I don't know how they're going to enforce that or if they will. If I were to go, I would have my mask on, and I would make sure the people in my group did, too. Right. And I know it's going to be hot, but... keep in mind, I also went to Universal this summer
right.
and wore a mask the entire time.
Yep.
And I didn't have an issue. Like, it's just something, if you want it, like, be safe. You have an option to go do things, mm-hmm. but it's your social responsibility to do them as safely as possible. So that's what that would be my thinking going into the Ray J.
Well, here's, and then I think I don't know if I said
if I
would or not, but I probably wouldn't right now because I'm like, I was at a restaurant picking up breakfast yesterday, and in Florida, our governor announced on Friday that restaurants could go back to 100% capacity,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like the breakfast place wasn't really ready for the full onslaught
That's always what I've done. I give people a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't go to Universal the first weekend it opened, but I did go the first month after they had time to, like, get their safety practices down,
mm-hmm.
but before, like, everybody else was there.
Right, but it's like, yes, I get the rest of the thing for free.
Right, yeah.
So, like, the lobby of the restaurant where you do your pickup orders was, like, packed with people.
Mm.
And everyone had their mask on, but I was like, I haven't been around that many people, and so it was just kind of like, so I got my food and bolted out of there. So I would have said on the air this morning that I probably wouldn't feel comfortable just yet. So then this guy tweeted us and said, CDC COVID-19 data, survival rates, ages 0 to 19, 99.997%, age 20 to 49, 99.98%, age 50 to 69, 99.5%, age 70 plus, 94.6%, and these are the survival rates. And he said, no worry about NFL stadiums, biggest hoax ever. And then he retweeted his tweet and then said, if you're over 70, don't go to a stadium. Other than that, we've been had at Miguel and Holly. And then he tweeted again and said, my age group 50 to 69 has 1 in 20,000 chance of dying from COVID-19. Unfortunately, the general population has 1 in 2,695 chance of choking on food and dying. Mom always told me to chew my food.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
So... I don't think he was coming for us, per se.
I don't think that was done in malice.
No, not at all.
I didn't feel maliciousness coming from that, which is weird because I'm accepting that I'm an empath now and I can feel things through text.
Right.
Whatever, I'm going to go with it. But I didn't feel malicious coming there.
No.
But what I do feel is sort of this, and I think it is a lot coming from maybe some older population. So he's, what, did he say his 50s?
Yeah, he's, yeah. In that age bracket.
Okay, so that's dealing with, like, what, Gen X, maybe borderlining on boomer-ish?
Is my age group 50 to 69.
Okay, so somewhere in the middle of there.
Mm-hmm.
Is sort of this impatience to get back to life.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't fault him. Like, yes, those are stats that are accurate. I think it just depends on how you personally feel. If you want to just go about your life like nothing is happening, that's up to you. And right. that's the beauty of America. But I would implore you to be as safe as possible just because we're still in this pandemic. And to me, the scary part isn't, are you going to get it and die anymore? Which, by the way, that's what we all sort of thought. Mm-hmm. March, April, May, June. Like, if I get this, will I die? Right. If I get this, will my grandmother die? Or whatever, you know, death was like the overarching theme.
Mm-hmm.
For me now, I'm sort of looking at it more like, okay, what is the probability that someone that I know might die if I get it? And then I have to weigh out like what he's talking about, these age groups.
Mm-hmm.
My mom probably wouldn't do so well, although this woman is like the unsinkable damn Molly Brown. Bitch has come up against like every freaking thing ever, and she's still out here kicking. So I'm like, I don't know. But for me, what I worry about a little bit is the after effects. And I mean, I'm not trying to stress you out, Scott, who is now recovered from COVID. But like these, you know, we don't have any research on this virus.
We don't know the long-term challenges that could pop up from it.
So,
and that's what makes me be more cautious than I normally would have.
Right.
Is because I'm like, yes, maybe I'd be fine. I'd get sick and not all that other stuff that Scott dealt with. But like, who's to say when I'm, you know, 20 years from now, something could pop up again.
Right.
And then, too, like being a black man and how it has, you know, exponentially hurt the African American community. I'm like, if I can be careful, why not?
I don't see why anyone is not in that mentality. If you can be careful, why not?
Right.
Like, did I dream this? I don't think I dreamt this, that they were saying that they've seen, because, you know, we're ramping up on flu season.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually expecting lower flu numbers, or maybe they've already started to see lower flu numbers based on stats from last year, because we're being more conscious about keeping ourselves clean,
mm-hmm.
like washing hands,
Absolutely.
Using hand sanitizer, not going in for like the bro hug, mm-hmm. instead just, you know, waving or whatever. So we're learning literally as a society how to be healthier.
No,
and
it's
I don't
true.
Think that's a bad thing.
No, I mean, even in some of the adult videos that I've seen, like literally Twitter is the wild, wild west. And I was, I wish there was a way to talk about this on the show without like, I mean, sometimes it's just too early to talk about some things. Mm-hmm. Like 7 o'clock talking about gay porn on Twitter. Any porn really is not the best.
I wasn't going to say, not just gay porn.
Any porn. Right.
So that's a 7 lot. 7 a.m. is a bad hour.
A lot.
Right. But I do, there is an offshoot to this that I, like literally, I got so interested in the adult world when it comes to porn because of OnlyFans, which I'll get to that in a second. But I did come across some things recently when I was looking at adult material on Twitter, and there were people that have been like hooking up. And, like, they're still wearing their mask, but they're, like, doing everything is just down below, like, the chest.
Oh.
And they're doing stuff there with people where they're, like, okay, I saw a video of this guy who was in his car, and the guy was, like, reaching through, like, the window, and the guy had a mask on who was outside the car. The guy in the car had a mask on, and he was just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Using his hand.
And I literally stopped, and I was like, I mean, I gotta give him credit for being safe. I mean, there was no
points for creativity.
Right. This is where we are right now. I was just very shocked. On the offshoot of that, I just found out this weekend that there are like 5 people that I know from my past. And I don't even want to say from what point in my life.
Oh my God.
That are now on OnlyFans and have like Twitter accounts. Because I stumbled across one person, and I was like some account, and they had retweeted this video of this guy, and I was like, those tattoos look really familiar.
Oh.
And then I, like, went to Facebook and, like, looked them up, and then I compared, and I was like, oh, my God. And then I went to their Twitter, and it's, like, just all over the place. And then they have an OnlyFans, and I was just like, our generation gives zero fucks. Like, you would be surprised. If you fell down one of these adult material Twitter rabbit holes, you will probably find people from your past that you didn't know about, or maybe you didn't know that you followed, that are posting their content from OnlyFans on their Twitter. It's just, I mean, there's no judgment about it. It's just fascinating that our generation is literally like, zero fucks given. If that is my commodity, and like the guy that I saw who's like always been like a super worker outer and like loved to show off his body, and like he'd always be posting like those thirst trap pics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess he's like, I just want to make some money from
it.
So
I was gonna say, it almost is like the next step.
Yeah.
For that person, maybe. Where it's like, I'm doing this anyway. I might as well get money for it.
It just, it's not, like I said, no judgment on it. It's just surprising because that's not something I would even consider.
Well, I just feel like for us, we've been in the, quote, media business, and I would never do something like that because I would lose my job.
Right. Would you now?
Yeah.
Well, because here's the thing. That, not saying that everyone does it, but, like, we all now have a digital trail that not necessarily is the best.
Right.
So is this going to stop people from getting jobs? Sort of like, granted, different area. But when we were coming up, it was always like, you know, don't have a tattoo that shows. If you do get a tattoo, make sure it's a space where you can hide it with a shirt or some pants because they won't hire you. And now you see it everywhere. Like, that's not an issue anymore. Is that going to be the new thing as we continue on? Whereas, like, you know.
I don't know. I think if it is, it's a long time out.
Right.
Right?
I mean, even on TikTok, some of the people that, like, I've started following more people so I can kind of curate what I see.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at, like, their bios and you'll click on, like, link in bio or whatever. And on their link tree, and it'll be like, here's my Instagram, YouTube, OnlyFans. And I see that more than not seeing it. And it's just really fascinating to me.
I don't really know what to think about that.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't.
I wouldn't. But Scott, you're the one who's called Scotty the Body.
I think, one of my thoughts is, again, like in 10 years, like I don't want to be wherever I am in my career. And I'm, like, trying to take that next step. And then this whole, like, news thing is, like, here's Scott naked on OnlyFans. And that's the thing that hinders me because, you know, right now we're in such an age, like, I don't know what our government's going to look like in the next 15 years because everyone now has some kind of trail. Unless you're, like, literally not doing anything or saying anything, it's all there. Like, anytime you put something on the internet, it's always there. And then thing number two is I always am curious, and this is just kind of a person-to-person individual basis on how you go, like, relationship-wise. You know, and some people are cool with it and some people aren't. Like, me personally, especially in my relationship, I wouldn't do it. You know, like, we both marry, my girlfriend and I, we both have that kind of same thought process where it's like, I want to be the one to see you. I don't want anybody else to kind of get to see those special parts beside me. And, like, I wouldn't want to put myself out there. If I was single, I'd probably, like, maybe be closer to taking a step like that. But I don't think I'd get, like, butt-ass naked up on the internet for just anybody to see it because, again, it's always going to be there. And once you do it, it's not like you can just take it back and who knows, a relationship down the line, you're, like, really in love and then you're like, hey, by the way, everyone still checks out my naked body.
By the way, here's me spread eagle on the bed from when I was, you know, 25. I don't pay attention to those sheets. I got rid of those. Whatever.
And maybe you could get through. I mean, I'm sure you could get through. It's just like and this goes back to our conversation on the social dilemma. Like, it's such new thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no blueprint on what happens after this. So, like, for all my friends that I literally see, like, I have an OnlyFans. I'm like, you know, that's awesome. You're making some money. But now what happens in the 5 years where you, like, it's now put out there to the world and you're trying to step up in your career and it's like, yeah, Susie, I see your error thing.
Oh, I see that you had gotten a fresh wax down there, Susie.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and say that.
I don't know either.
I don't know. And so I guess I'll be, like, sort of conservative on this one and err with, like, when in doubt, leave it out. Until we know more.
Right.
Because, until we know the blueprint.
But not, I mean, plus, and who cares what I think? Like, I'm not going to fault anybody for doing it. Right.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, do it. Realize that these people are pioneers in risk-taking and deciding they don't give any Fs about what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. Like, they've decided they don't give any Fs. And that's fine. Maybe in the future, nobody will give any Fs.
Right.
And we'll all just be effing everywhere. What y'all doing?
Well, maybe it'll help.
Screwing?
We do have a weird... We have a weird view of, like, our naked body. Like, it's almost to, like, an extreme of how we sex. Like, maybe you'll take that away a little bit because, you know, back in the day, you know, people would just walk around. Even in some countries, they can walk around with this their air thing hanging out. We're just so in another culture where
crude.
Oh my God. Even
that's
like
why.
We're not even to the free the nipple, like
right.
some people are still doing it, but it's still kind of just like
yeah. That's why.
But it's like we're all just humans. We're just an animal species.
Exactly. And this country was founded on Puritanism, which
right.
is like, okay, so you cover up every damn thing, and then slowly that's kind of, you know, like Miguel said, with the tattoo thing, it's sort of like come apart a little bit. I don't know what sort of decorum a country can have if everyone's walking around with the thangs hanging out. Maybe it'll work.
I don't know.
It doesn't happen overnight, but I think eventually, you know, you get to a point where it's like, I like to always think of like the whole thought process of like, why are we like that? Like because we've created that.
Yes.
But originally we weren't, you know, created with clothes on.
Right.
We created the clothes to cover ourselves. And so it's like, we only have this vision of that being taboo is because that's
because
the society.
Someone shamed us for it.
Exactly.
And this goes back to millions of years ago, maybe not millions, whatever, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Where there, shame was created and guilt and all those emotions. And so it's like, okay, well, we're still stuck with that. But then I worry about, okay, like, so yeah, they have nude beaches in France or whatever. There are some, you know, tribes.
We have some here in Florida.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do
have some colonies right up the street.
Tribes in other nations that are just basically naked all the time or like nudist colonies, and that's fine. But that's not how most people, if this country can't even get on the same page as to whether or not we want to like vote for, you know, progress or not. So it's like, and the Me Too movement just happened not that long ago.
No, yeah.
We can't handle it as a
nation.
No,
I'm too young to handle it. Like I feel, and maybe this is just says something about me, but I feel like rape cases would skyrocket. Right, like maybe that's just me thinking negatively.
I mean,
but like we can't handle
it. I think right now in our
it.
Society, like yeah, and I have this conversation with my best friend Logan all the time, where it's like, I know like my brain wouldn't be able to handle it. Like I couldn't just be walking around naked with everyone being like, act like it's normal. Like again, because your body's response is going to be like, oh wow,
we
like,
were
you know,
raised that way.
Here we go.
Right.
But you know, obviously, I'm not talking about never in our lifetime, but you know, 200 years down the line,
yeah,
is that something that eventually we go back to, or we are just more free with it. It kind of just depends on the next steps of this whole culture that we're going under.
Yeah, it's really fascinating when you start thinking about the future and like what, like the stuff that we're doing now is going to lead to something else. So in 2120, 100 years from now, like what the hell is that going to look like?
Well, we're not going to be here, so.
No.
Ooh, that's weird.
Isn't that, like, when I watch these, like, future shows that take place, like, there's this one on HBO Max called Raised by Wolves, which is really interesting, and I think it's, like, 200 or 300 years from now. And it's, like, sometimes you gotta stop, because, like, basically the human race was, like, split down the middle between these people that are, like, religious fanatics that believe in God, but God is now called soul, and then you have atheists that don't believe in any religion, and they've just been warring to over the earth, and it's like pretty much done. And so they've got to like go out and create this ark to find life or a place to live, another planet somewhere else. And that's just 200 years from now. So it's just, and maybe it all started with the 2020 election in America.
Maybe.
Let go, no.
Holly, really what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and OnlyFans. Just joking. There's no OnlyFans.
Hey.
No OnlyFans.
SCOTTAVLIN. And hopefully you'll be in the studio for the next podcast that we do.
Yeah, I think so. I'm waiting for the email.
And you can find me, Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller, on TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat, and Facebook. Don't forget, you can send me an email so we can get you some Miguel and Holly stickers. Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. And make sure to leave us a review. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, bye.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Uncensored.